Check 1-2, mic check 1-2.
Lauren singled up on This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers baseball is live from the sandhills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show, getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Bring you Woodpeckers baseball for the final time in 2022. The regular season ends on this Sunday afternoon. A beautiful Sunday for baseball in downtown Fayetteville. It's the Woodpeckers and the Hillcats. Nine more innings to go in the regular season, and we are just moments from first pitch on this Sunday. Hello, everybody. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey with you live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Great to have you for a final time this year. We appreciate your listening ears all season long, or your watchful eyes. We are on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB First Pitch app, and also MILB.TV. Colin, it's been a long season. The Woodpeckers have punctuated it, though, with a fun final homestand. They had a no-hitter on Wednesday and a big highlight on Friday, 11 innings. They haven't been great in extra innings this year, just 1-9 going into that ball game. But they wrote a different tale on Friday. Garrett McGowan delivering the final swing, a walk-off swing at that.
Yeah, two of the most fun ball games we've been a part of this entire season have come this week with the no-hitter earlier in the week on Wednesday night. Great team effort in that game, and it was a team effort as well on Friday night. Vilente Belloso was the real star of the show, five innings, scoreless, didn't give up any hits over his last four innings, didn't give up any base runners in extra innings as well, which is where it mattered most. Struck out 10 batters, and that opened the door for Garrett McGowan to come through in the bottom of the 11th inning. First pitch swing, ground rule double, ends the ball game. A couple of walk-offs in the final two homestands as well for Fayetteville this season. So a lot of feel-good moments in a season that certainly had its ups and downs, but one of the ups right now has been the pitching staff. What a close to the season they've had over the last 2 weeks or so. Been really impressed with what I've seen from the development of a lot of these young arms. And the guy on the mound today is a perfect example of that.
Yeah, that's Carlos Calderon. He has not given up a run since all the way back on August 18th. He has gone pretty much a month scoreless, 14 innings of scoreless baseball, one of the longer scoreless stretches all season long by a Fayetteville arm. He goes to the mound today, 4-6 with a 2.25 ERA in his final start of 2022, and he'll be opposed by left-hander Ryan Webb, who is 1-1 with a 4.34 ERA and pitched the opener on Tuesday of this series. This series is tied up at two games apiece. It's all even due to the Saturday rainout. We've got a rubber match for you, and the Woodpeckers have a chance to win a home series for just the second time this year, wrapping up the regular season. First pitch coming up at 2:05 Eastern, game number 132, the full length of the season, but a cancellation in the first half and in the second half. We'll finalize things at 130. Home game number 45 for the Woodpeckers, a 54-75 record entering today. 23-41 in the second half. The Hillcats, the single-A affiliate of the Cleveland Guardians, 63-67 with a second half record of 28-36. We'll step aside for a brief break for the singing of the national anthem as well, and when we come back, we have the starting lineups for you and some more numbers on the starting pitchers. Carlos Calderon for the Woodpeckers and left-hander Ryan Webb for the Hillcats. All of that is next when the pregame show continues on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Fayetteville Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet
of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Secor Stadium is the place to be on Wednesday night all summer long. Every Wednesday home game is Dollar Dog Night at the ballpark. Enjoy $1 Smithfield Foods hot dogs throughout the game and bring your pup to the park for only a dollar as well. The great deals don't stop there. If the Woodpeckers win on Wednesday, so do you. Every fan in attendance will receive a free ticket to a future Wednesday home game. So bring the whole family, including your furry friends, down to Segra Stadium Wednesday night for Dollar Dog Night. Learn more at MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Fans, for those who are able, please rise and remove your caps. Today, we'd like to pause and remember 21 years ago today, our country was struck with deep tragedy. Our deepest sympathies will continue to be with the victims, families, and friends lost in the attacks of September 11, 2001, and due to other 9/11 illnesses. We commend the heroic actions and courageous efforts of the first responders, relief workers, and government officials on that day and days since. At this time, please join us as we pause for a moment of silence. Thank you. Please remain standing for the singing of our national anthem. Performing the national anthem this evening, please welcome Hunter Hagen.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the red shots we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets regular, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Let's hear it for Hunter Hagen and today's Field of Dreams and High Five Tunnel Team Trail Life. Straight from the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball. Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
Peckers baseball is live on the air for the final time in 2022. It's the regular season conclusion and the rubber game between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Lynchburg Hillcats, the single-A affiliates of the Houston Astros and the Cleveland Guardians. Hello again, everybody. Welcome inside the booth. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey. Been a pleasure to bring you Woodpeckers baseball all year long. And we will again one more time this afternoon on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and MILB.TV. Washed out yesterday, heavy rain through the Fayetteville area. The last game was on Friday night, if you weren't with us, and that was a contest that went 11 innings and ended in a Garrett McGowan walk-off ground rule double to give the Woodpeckers a 4-3 victory. That wasn't the only big highlight this week. They also no-hit these Lynchburg Hillcats. Six right-handers going the distance on Wednesday in a 3-0 victory, the second no-hitter in franchise history. So these Woodpeckers fans at the ballpark have gotten plenty of history over the last week. We hope to bring you more today. This series tied up 2-2, and right-hander Carlos Calderon gets his final start of the year. Colin, he has been lights out over the last month. He's on a great scoreless stretch right now.
Yeah, he certainly is. He's pitched 14 scoreless innings straight. It's pretty fitting that the guy who started the opening day game this season here at Segra Stadium is the one who starts the final one.
He was the starter on April 8th, and now he's the starter here on September 11th. Jake Fox is the left-hander in to start the ball game, and he swings at the very first pitch and rips a foul ball on a line into the seats out to right field, and it kind of fanned right in the chest, but it looks like he's okay, able to shake that one off. And it looks like he's going to also change where he's sitting at the moment as the very first pitch goes right to him. So Fox ready for the 0-1 and a chopper hit foul, and he's seeking everybody right now as he fouls one off the face of the Woodpeckers dugout 0-2. Dian Frias is second, and then Jorge Burgos will be third. Junior San Quintin, the DH, is the cleanup hitter, and Isaiah Green is in center. He will bat fifth. Fox swings at a breaking ball, fouls it back. Will Bartlett, the sixth hitter, he's at first base. Joe Lampe, nursing a minor injury this week, will get the start, his first of the series, batting seventh. Joe Donovan is eighth, and then Angel Hanau rounds out the lineup. Another 0-2 to Fox, and he pops it over our heads, keeps it at 0-2. Woodpeckers, for our radio audience, are in the alternate reds. The red uniform with the Woodpecker logo on the left side of the chest, black numbers on the backs of those unis, black belts, white pant with a black pinstripe down the side of the leg, and the two-tone ball cap. The black cap, red bill, and the white Fayetteville cursive F on the front of that cap. 0-2. Fox pops it up, left side. Tyler Whitaker, the third baseman, placed along the foul line, and he makes the grab for out number one. So a pop-out starts the ball game. Carlos Calderon in the strike zone with every pitch there. Let's go ahead and meet the defense behind him on this Sunday afternoon.
Tyler Whitaker making that play over at third base. Leo's Danny Molina, the shortstop, his 91st start at the shortstop position this season. Tommy Sacco, the second baseman, John Garcia over at first.
High pitch to Frias, and it is 1-0.
Garrett McGowan, the hero, two nights ago in left field. in Roylon Machandy out in center field making his Woodpeckers debut. Ryan Clifford, the right fielder. Ryan Robleski, the catcher.
Ground ball pulled out towards the right side. Garcia with a diving backhanded stop off the line from first. He gets to his feet and zips it over to Carlos Calderon hustling over. Looked like it was going to be a second baseman ball for Tommy Sacco, but John Garcia, the great play, getting the front of that uniform dirty. Usually a catcher. Today's over at first base. Looking like a natural.
Yeah, it didn't look like a catcher on that play. I think it helps as a catcher. You know, your job is to get down your knees and block balls that are in the dirt. And right there, he sacrificed his body and came up with the baseball.
Burgos cuts at the first one, and it's 0-1. Lynchburg is in a navy blue uniform today with the teal sleeves, Hillcats in teal across the chest, a green number on the back. Calderon's 0-1, and Burgos rips through another changeup. It's 0-2. A gray pant leg with a black belt, green stripe down the side of the leg, and high navy blue socks for left-handed hitter Jorge Burgos. He's batting 276. Been with the Hillcats all year long since opening day. Six home runs, 66 driven in. And Calderon's wine and 0-2 delivery is a fastball that just missed outside. Not by much. One ball and two strikes. They do appeal late, but Nobu Yasuda, the base umpire, says he didn't go. Yasuda placed behind first. Corey Gerber calling balls and strikes. The 1-2. And Burgos chops it foul. The two-man umpiring crew is wearing the black caps, black polos, and gray pants. Slight shift on for the infield. Molina all the way towards the middle as far as he can go. And Whitaker off the line closer towards short. Burgos with 108 hits in this 2022 season. A guy that might find himself up at the higher level. The Lake County Captains come 2023. The 1-2 pitch. And he pops it up left side. That'll get out of play. Onto the concourse.
It's on Lake Erie, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
One of the Great Lakes. Burgos is playing in game number 105. A dependable guy in the lineup all year long. And he swings and misses at a high fastball. A 1-2-3 inning for Carlos Calderon. And we go to the bottom of the first. It's Machandy, Sacco, and Whitaker to lead it off. We have the rest of the Woodpeckers starting lineup as well when we come back.
Field Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport. And just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Secor Stadium is the place to be on Wednesday night all summer long. Every Wednesday home game is Dollar Dog Night at the ballpark. Enjoy $1 Smithfield Foods hot dogs throughout the game and bring your pup to the park for only a dollar as well. The great deals don't stop there. If the Woodpeckers win on Wednesday, so do you. Every fan in attendance will receive a free ticket to a future Wednesday home game. So bring the whole family, including your furry friends, down to Segra Stadium Wednesday night for Dollar Dog Night. Learn more at MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media.
We are just underway on the final Sunday of the regular season, final game. And right-hander Roylon Machandy, who came up from Florida just a couple of days ago, makes his Woodpeckers debut. And he swings the first pitch and hits a deep fly foul onto the right field concourse. It's back-to-back seasons now where the final game of the year has featured a debut. This season it's Machandy. Last year it was a 19-year-old by the name of Edinson Bautista that debuted with the Woodpeckers in the final game. Pitched a scoreless inning in relief out of the bullpen, and who knew that Edinson Bautista would go on to be one of the top arms. And the Woodpeckers' starting rotation this season led the team in strikeouts and wins and got a promotion up to High A Asheville. So Machandi and a no-ball, two-strike count against left-hander Ryan Webb. And the pitch is down to the dirt, gets him to swing and miss. Strikeout. Donovan up with the ball, and he throws along the first baseline to complete the strikeout on a 2-3 putout. So Ryan Webb, the starter, his 11th appearance, 10th start, 1-1 record, 4.34 ERA. 37 and a third total innings of work. He's given up 18 earned runs, couple of home runs, 23 walks, and 50 strikeouts. Switch hitter Tommy Sacco will bat from the left, make it the right side against the lefty. And the first pitch is a breaking ball that tumbles into the zone. It's 0-1.
Webb coming off an outstanding start in the series opener. Yep. Went five-plus innings. Only five hits allowed, no runs, and 10 strikeouts.
Yeah, he did pitch into the sixth, like you said, Colin, but it was 80 pitches that was the cap for him. He hasn't thrown more than 81 in a game, so he was pulled. 1-1 pitch. Sacco hoists it foul straight back, and it's 1-2. Whitaker next, and then Ryan Clifford is the cleanup hitter. Leo's Danny Molina bats fifth. John Garcia is sixth. Ryan Wroblewski bats seventh. Garrett McGowan is eighth. As the 1-2 pitch is home, Sacco swings it one in the dirt again. Donovan the block, and another 2-3 putout. So good work by the catcher. Donovan to complete the strikeouts. And batting ninth tonight for the Woodpeckers is the designated hitter, Walker Brockhaus. Yep, heard that correct. Walker Brockhaus, a reliever, will take his first professional at-bats in today's game.
We did some research and found nothing of offensive note, not even back in high school. So will be interesting to watch when he comes to the plate later on.
Tyler Whitaker swings and misses. I couldn't quite find his Little League profile online, which might have some offensive statistics in it, but as far as we know, Walker Brockhaus didn't do any batting in the high school or college level. Maybe there was a bat or two mixed in high school, usually the way it goes for most ball players, but at least in college, nothing there for Brockhaus, and we'll see him DH. There was some maneuvering of the lineup card about an hour before the game. There were some late scratches, and due to some of the injuries the Woodpeckers have right now with Colin Price, Logan Cerny, Jacob Melton, just didn't have enough bodies on the bench, and Brockhaus will get the at-bat at the bottom of the order.
Pitchers did take batting practice, though, earlier this week, so it's not like he hasn't made any swings prior to today.
Here comes the kick in the 0-2. Whitaker swings and hits a line drive out into center. It's down for a base hit. A two-out single for Whitaker to extend things for Ryan Clifford. Whitaker with base hit number 84 of his season. He's playing in game number 121. He took just 9 days off all year, Colin. Tyler Whitaker, as dependable as they come.
Yeah, I remember he had started, like, I want to say 29 of the first 30 ball games for the Woodpeckers, so he got a lot of run time this year, and it's certainly been for the better. We've seen him improve as the season has gone on, putting a lot more balls in play, and that's a good example of it right there.
Left on left as Clifford takes up high on the first one, 1-0. The 121 games played, that is the most in the entire Carolina League, not just with the Woodpeckers. Tyler Whitaker has gotten more baseball this season than any other player at this single-A level. 1-0, a fastball placed on the outside corner. And Ryan Clifford, a guy that will probably be in the lineup quite a bit at the early stages of 2023. Can expect to see him likely return to the Woodpeckers next year after starting his pro career at just 19 years old. Whitaker shimmying that weight back and forth over on first. Here's the pitch, and it's down and outside. A slider missed. Two balls and one strike. Whitaker, like Clifford, came into this season as a 19-year-old. Recently turned 20. And for Ryan Clifford, he'll turn 20 next July, July 20th of 2023. A check swing, it tipped the bat. Donovan holds on to it, and it's now even. Two balls, two strikes. Clifford batting 243. He has a three-hit game in this series. His only three-hit game so far in his Woodpeckers career. Doesn't have his first home run yet, but he does have a double. And six total hits. So an exchanging of baseballs. Off the line at third, and now, and shifted towards the middle is Frias, the shortstop. Here's the two-ball, two-strike pitch, and Clifford spears a line drive right over to second base, and Fox didn't have to move. He brings it in right above the knees, and that'll end the inning. A two-out single is all for Tyler Whitaker. He's left on, and we go to the second scoreless on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Carlos Calderon.
And I know she'll be the death of me, at least we'll both be.
Leading on the top of the second inning, the designated
one inning through today in Fayetteville. In the final game of the season, Junior San Quintin is the lefty in, and he checks the hands. He didn't go on a low and outside fastball. Carlos Calderon retired the side in order in the first. Got a pop out, ground out, and a strikeout of Jorge Burgos to end things. Here's the 1-0, and San Quintin rips through it. A strike, and it's one ball and one strike. San Quintin on the season batting .227. He's playing in his 68th game of the year. And here comes the pitch. A wave and a miss on a changeup. One ball and two strikes. Isaiah Green on deck, and then Will Bartlett in the hole. 4-5 and 6 to hit. Carlos Calderon with his scoreless first inning. Now it's 15 consecutive shutout frames, the 1-2. And a fly ball is hit out to straightaway center. Machandi sizing it up, and in front of the warning track, he makes the grab. Didn't have to go too far back. He was already shaded deep. Four up, four down for Calderon, and that'll bring up Isaiah Green.
And you mentioned the lack of depth right now for the Woodpeckers in this final game. It really have been hammered by the injury bug over the last couple of months. You mentioned all the guys out right now, Cerny, Melton, Price, and top of that, Drew Gilbert, who was lost earlier in August with a elbow injury that wiped away the rest of his debut season after just five games.
No doubt. That's been one of the turbulent stages of the back half of this season is the injuries that have come to get some of the Woodpeckers' top players. Really has been a next man up mentality over the last month or so. So much so that Walker Brockhaus is now that next man up in the final game of the season. A check swing on a breaking ball. They appeal up the first base line, and Green didn't go. Isaiah Green with four homers, 43 driven in. He had a really good month of August. He drove in a season-high 14 runs during August, and he also drew 26 walks. And that's given him a .394 on base percentage, best on the team. Fastball is outside. Three balls and one strike. He was originally a New York Mets farmhand, but traded over to Cleveland in the Francisco Lindor deal, along with Andrés Giménez and Josh Wolf, who we saw pitch out of the bullpen earlier this week, should say. Fastball missed outside, and Calderon gives up the walk. He'll pitch with his first base runner on.
Green's still a guy who's got potential to be something, not just in the minors, but at the big league level. You mentioned that great patience that he has. So it's almost an added bonus in this trade. I think you could say at this point that both Cleveland and the Mets have won this deal. Seemed to work out for both teams.
So Will Bartlett now, right-handed batter, the first baseman, takes a outside fastball, 1-0. Bartlett with that long blonde hair sticking out of the back of his baseball cap. Three homers, 34 driven in, and a .214 batting average. He on base at .359. Runner on the move to second. Green on the go. Here's the pitch, and a throw down to second. They got him. Ryan Wroblewski throws out Isaiah Green. A high fastball that got him right into his throwing slot. And that's out number two.
Yeah, you nailed it, Chappie. Perfect pitch to throw on. Talk about pitches to run on. That was a perfect pitch to throw on. Up in the zone, Wroblewski took the momentum with it. Perfect throw down to second base.
Pitches downstairs to Bartlett, and it's 2-1. Bartlett, a ninth rounder by Cleveland in 2019 out of IMG Academy in Florida. Originally born in the Palo Alto area, Bay Area in California. Letter high fastball missed in, and it is 3-1. Bartlett was committed to go out of state and play at the University of Arizona for the Wildcats in the Pac-12 before getting drafted, but Cleveland was able to sign him away from the commitment. And he chops this one left side and foul. Full count, 3-2. 2019 was spent in the Arizona League for Bartlett, where he batted .268. Played 33 games for Lynchburg last year as well, and he's been back with them all of 2022. And that pitch missed up high. Another walk by Calderon with two outs. Now the runner caught stealing is magnified. And it brings up Joe Lampe. So you go from Arizona Wildcat, or would have been Arizona Wildcat, to the Arizona State Sun Devil. And Joe Lampe. Lampe, a lefty who's been out this entire series nursing a minor injury. He's back. And the first pitch to him is high and away. One ball and no strikes.
Just his third game with Lynchburg since being taken in the third round of this past year's draft out of ASU.
And there's a pitch for a strike. Yeah, Lampe at 21 years old, originally from the Petaluma, California area. It's the area that Woodpeckers bullpen catcher Blake Patrick grew up in, Petaluma, California. Here's the 1-1, and it is chopped foul right side. One ball and two strikes.
Lampe is a teammate of Joey Loperfido's in the Cape League last summer, the Bourne Braves.
Lampe won for his first seven in the Carolina League. At least a chance to take a few extra swings before his offseason begins. Two away, man on first, no score. And Calderon slide step home is a breaking ball, and that was very close, just missed outside. Lampe selected with the 92nd overall pick of this year's draft. 2-2, and he swings and fouls it back. Arizona State has a nice facility where Joe Lampe got to play his college ball. Phoenix Municipal Stadium, it's a former spring training facility of the Oakland A's. I think the Chicago White Sox played spring training there. And they used to have a stadium on campus that was demolished, and then the Arizona State program went to Phoenix Muni, and the whole thing has been redesigned for Arizona State.
Nice.
2-2 pitch and a swing and a miss. That is strike three. Lampe goes down, and Calderon has fired off two scoreless tonight. We go to the bottom of the second inning, still no score from Segra Stadium.
Oh, yeah. It's T-shirt time. Fans, get on your feet for the Brian Honda T-shirt toss. She was singing in my ear, you would think that she knew me. Decided to cheat. Okay. Conversation got heavy. Hey. She had me feeling like she's ready to. Watch out! Oh, watch out! She's saying, come get me. Segra provides Segra Stadium with free public Wi-Fi. Log on now by selecting hashtag GoSegra. Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Woodpeckers, the shortstop, number 12, Leos Danny Molina.
Bottom of the second, and Leos Danny Molina leads it off for Fayetteville. Carlos Calderon left a runner stranded at first base in the second inning, and we are scoreless after one and a half. A first pitch breaking ball by Ryan Webb gets Molina to swing out in front at it, and it is 0-1. Leo, like Tyler Whitaker, been with the Woodpeckers all year long, and he checks on a pitch down below the zone. He went too far, says Corey Gerber, and he's been one of those reliable middle infielders that is really just a plug and play for manager Joe Thon, whether it's second base or shortstop. Here comes the 0-2 pitch, and it's a changeup inside. Molina showed a lot of versatility after midseason. He was pretty much the everyday shortstop, but then once those 2022 draft guys came in, Molina showed his ability to play over at second base. Occasional starts at third. He swings and misses at a changeup, and Molina goes down. The biggest thing for him is just still developing his bat a little bit more, because we've seen his glove, and it can play at the highest levels of the minor leagues, maybe even higher.
Yeah, it's just his first year in single A. It seems like he's been here forever, but it's really just been this one year. And, the glove is certainly there, a little bit more offensive consistency, and he'll be one heck of a ball player climbing up the ranks.
John Garcia cuts through a first-pitch fastball, and it is 0-1. Ryan Wroblewski will get a chance in this inning as well. He's on deck. John Garcia with a pair of base hits, a double and a single. He's batting 158 on the season with three RBIs. And here's the kick and the pitch home. Wave and a miss out in front of a changeup. One ball and two strikes. Garcia with a double, RBI double in this week's series. He went in the left field corner with 1-2. And that's up and in. Actually kind of split the left center field alleyway with his double in this series.
There is some stretching going on in the Fayetteville bullpen. You wonder if they might try to, Woodpeckers might try to cut this game into thirds and go with three different arms for three innings.
2-2 pitch, and it's a chopper hit towards first. It's underneath the dive of Bartlett and up along the right field line. Garcia turns first, hustling down to second base, and he's got a double. His second of the series and third in a Fayetteville uniform. It's a high chopper. And put it down the right side of the line where Bartlett was shaded off of. Put it in a perfect spot.
Yeah, took advantage of that mini shift. Kept it right along the line. And Bartlett had to knock that one down or else there was nobody over there in the right field corner. The ball got by him and just trickled slowly towards that wall. And that's a long run for the right fielder Burgos. By the time he got to that ball, Garcia was standing at second base.
So now it is Ryan Wroblewski. And the first pitch is a breaking ball that misses down and inside. Wroblewski with four doubles this season. The 20th rounder out of Dallas Baptist by the Astros in 2022. I look down to second base, and here's the 1-0. It's down to the dirt. Two balls and no strikes. Ryan Webb coming into today with 50 strikeouts over 37 and a third total innings. He's got three strikeouts so far of Machandi, Sacco, and Molina. Giving up a pair of hits, a double and a single. No score on the bottom of the second. And the 2-0 is way high. Three balls and no strikes on Ryan Wroblewski. On base for him at 254. second baseman Fox, shading near the bag, keeping Garcia honest. The pitch home is a fastball strike. And Robleski now in a 3-ball-1-strike count.
Pretty remarkable how we lucked out with weather for a while. It seemed like it was a certainty we would have rain all day, and now nothing in the forecast. Beautiful skies, 88 degrees.
Yeah, that's turned into a great Sunday to close the season. And that's a pitch just to the outside. Ryan Robleski stays patient the entire way, looks at all five pitches, and draws a walk.
Something we didn't see much of from Webb on in his first outing, just one walk in his entire outing. He's already has that one here so far, and I think that's a testament to Robleski's plate vision, something that's really improved in the last week. It's allowed him to get more selective pitches in his at-bats, and he's taken advantage of that.
So here's the lefty McGowan, and he attacks the first pitch, fouls it off of Donovan's mitt, and it's a no-ball, one-strike count. Garrett McGowan with three doubles and his walk-off double on Friday. Helped him drive in his eighth run of the year. And that's one of those swings that you'll take into the offseason with you thinking about and something for Garrett to build off of. And he chops this right side. Could be two. Played by Bartlett. He goes to second, but no return throw. Frias couldn't get it over to the covering of Webb in time. So he pockets the baseball. Garcia gets to third. Robleski forced out at second. And it'll be a fielder's choice for McGowan.
Here we go.
Walker Brockhaus with no batting gloves. But he's got the wrist tape gone, and he's got the sweatbands. He looks a little bit like a hitter. He holds that bat out in front, and he'll be the DH today. A right-handed pitcher for the Woodpeckers. And getting his first pro at bat. And he looks at a fastball for a strike. Did wonder pregame as to whether Joe might get creative with that nine spot today, and maybe Brockhaus will get the first at bat, and then a couple other pitchers that looked solid during BP might get a chance to swing it. We'll see how the day goes along. Here's the set and the pitch from Webb. And Brockhaus, still holding patient, takes a fastball for strike two. It's 0-2.
A lot of smiles right now in the dugout watch. You can see Tommy Sacco's got a big grin on his face trying to see if Brockhaus can come through.
You know, a couple of guys were giving Walker some tips before he stepped to the plate. A little bit of a bat wiggle for Brockhaus. The kick and the 0-2. And he takes it up high. Good plate vision by Walker. Really trying to work a deep count here. Andrew Kresche, the Fayetteville hitting coach, is on the top step right now. He's got a grin on his face also. Runners on the corners. Brockhaus trying to open the scoring this afternoon. Here's the pitch, and missed up high. 2 balls and 2 strikes. And no doubt, there's some Woodpeckers fans as well. They know the roster, and they know the significance of this at bat for Brockhaus. You just don't see it anymore. It used to be where pitchers would hit at the higher levels of the minor leagues, but Universal DH now in the game has taken that away. 2-2 pitch home, and Brockhaus takes inside. It is a full count, 3-2, and Brockhaus has not pulled the trigger yet.
He'll take a walk right now.
Oh, absolutely.
Webb understands that, you know, Brockhaus ain't a normal hitter, and that he's going to try to go right after him, 3-2.
And now the payoff. And Brockhaus gets rung up looking on a high fastball. He didn't swing the bat, unfortunately, but Brockhaus goes down looking, and that'll end things. So Woodpeckers leave runners on the corners, and we are scoreless after two today from Segra Stadium.
Blanton's. Call Blanton's for all your air conditioning, plumbing, and electrical needs. Show us those tumblers. So cool. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Dance. Caress a speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly. When I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it. You better gain weight. You better hit bulls out of kid don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. The bass kicked in and the Vegas are pumping. Quick to the point, no faking.
pound of bacon, burning them, being quick and nimble. I go crazy when I hear a cymbal and a hi-hat with a souped-up tempo. I'm on a roll, it's time to go solo. Rolling, hit my 5.0, put my rag top down so my hair can blow. The girl is on standby, waiting just to say hi.
Did you stop?
No, I just drove, I kept on, pursuing to the next stop. I bust a left and I'm heading to the next block. The block was dead, yo, so I continue to A1A.
Eastbound Avenue.
Girls were hot, wearing less than bikinis. Rock men lovers, driving Lamborghinis.
Jealous,
cause I'm out getting mine. Shade with the gauge and vanilla with the nine. Ready.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Carlos Calderon.
Like a bunch of rose.
Leading off the top of the third inning for the Hillcats, the catcher, number 7, Joe Donovan.
No score after 2. Carlos Calderon back out to work, and Joe Donovan at the plate. And now to take you through the play-by-play for the third and the fourth, here's my loyal broadcast partner all year long. It is Colin Casey.
It's been a pleasure to share the booth with you this year, Andrew Chapman. First pitch called strike on the inside corner to Joe Donovan, the former Michigan Wolverine and former Chicago Cubs draft pick. Swings and misses, and Calderon has him behind nothing and two. Now, Donovan was actually drafted out of high school by the Cubs, and he was undrafted in the abbreviated five-round 2020 draft. Ended up signing with the then Cleveland Indians.
Yeah, didn't sign with the Cubs, and got a great collegiate experience in Michigan on that long run at Omaha. Made some big-time baseball memories.
Evens account, 2-2. Calderon so far has yet to surrender a hit. Did walk 2 batters last inning. He's also struck out 2 batters. There is throwing going on now in the Woodpeckers bullpen. A swing and a miss. There's strikeout number 3. Donovan retired to begin the third inning. Bring up the 9-hitter Angel Henao. He's had a lot of run time in this series. Back on Friday night, reached base 3 times, had an RBI single in the 4th inning. At the time, brought the score to 1 before Lynchburg tied it up. That was the only scoring that took place for the rest of regulation in that ball game. It was a 3-3 game after 4 innings, and the next run didn't come till the bottom of the 11th on that walk-off ground rule double from Garrett McGowan. 1-1 count. Now just 18 years old, Dominican Republic. Calderon winds and deals, misses down and away. Last year, Henao in the Dominican Summer League hit 265 with 1 home run, 14 driven in. Here he gives one a pretty good ride out to left field, sends McGowan back in front of the warning track. He reaches up and makes the catch for the second out. It's almost the identical spot where McGowan's walk-off double landed 2 nights ago, right in front of that left center field wall. It hopped on the track, hopped off the very top of the wall, went straight up in the air and landed on the other side of that fence.
Gowans, just a kind of a little lower, more of a line drive, and had the left fielder been playing deep, then maybe he would have been able to track down McGowan's swing on Friday, but had a lot of exit velo behind it and got over quickly.
Called strike 1 on Jake Fox. Popped out to begin the ball game. 5 homers on the season, 44 driven in. And the lefty swings and sends another one to the left side of the infield in the air, and Whitaker in foul territory makes the catch. Jake Fox pops out to the third baseman for the second time. Carlos Calderon retires the side in order for the second time. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Still no score on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fish or not a fish? T. Bryant is with our contestant right now. Take it away, T.
Dennis, you ready for this one?
I'm trying.
Oh, he is so ready. Listen, every game he asks me, are we playing this? And we are finally playing just for you. All right, crowd, I need y'all help. You ready? We're going to tell the crowd if this is a fish or not. watch. Okay, so we got this. Let's do it. And here they go. I know, an L wife. Let's go with that. L wife or L wifey. What y'all think? Is that a fish? You can't pronounce it. It's not a fish. What you think?
No, I'll say
all right, so we're going no. Is he right? Is he right? It's a fish. Well, maybe if you can't pronounce it, it is a fish. Okay, let's do this one. Here we go. A caucus.
Man, I ain't never heard of none of these.
So what do you think? What do you guys think? Yeah, they said yeah.
Say yes. All right.
All right, let's see if they're right. Come on, guys. All right, that's not it. Okay, here's another one. That's a cute little bird, though. All right, here we go. Elwana, is that a fish?
I think so. Yes.
Yeah. He's like, yes. He is certain that is a fish. Yeah. That's a fish. That is a fish. Yes, we got one, Dennis. We got one. All right, is there one more? Okay, a Zoysia?
No.
Yes? Yeah, she said yes.
It's a flower. Oh, it's a flower.
So he said no, it's a flower.
No.
He is real adamant that it is a flower. Okay, some type of grass plant. All right, guys, let's give it up for Dennis. He finally got to play fish and not a fish. Way to go.
Back on the mound for the Hillcats, Riot Webb.
Estoy aquí porque Dios tuvo planes conmigo. Gracias a usted y a los míos.
Leading off the bottom of the third inning for the Woodpeckers, the center fielder, the power hitter of the game, number 38, Royland Machandy.
Home half of the third from Segra Stadium for the final time in the 2022 season. Colin Casey alongside Andrew Chapman. Appreciate you tuning in all year long on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Breaking ball just off the plate to Roylon Machandy. Struck out in his first Woodpeckers at-bat. Begin the bottom of the first inning against Ryan Webb. Webb has four strikeouts already. The 2-0. Swung on and missed. Back foot coming swinging around from Machandy. In just a five-game series with yesterday's ball game being canceled due to weather. Second five-game series of the season for Fayetteville. The first here at, actually the second at Segra Stadium. This is actually the third five-game series. I forgot about the Down East series in which one of the games was pushed to a later date, causing a seven-game series a couple weeks ago. Machandy lines one in the left field, but it will hang up just enough for Joe Lampe to track it down for out number one.
Overall, you never know in the Carolina League or Florida State League whether you'll manage to get all games in of your scheduled regular season. But overall, if you can get out of the season with only two cancellations, that's pretty solid. So 130 of the 132 in the book this year.
Tommy Sacco batting from the right side. Takes ball one up and away. Sacco also struck out against Webb in his first AB. Woodpeckers wrapping up their season today, as are the Asheville Tourists. Single, the high A affiliate, the Houston Astros. 2-0. They were eliminated from postseason contention a couple of days ago. Hung on for a while, but Rome Braves end up taking that division title in the South Atlantic League. Still a pretty impressive second half of the season from a lot of former Woodpeckers up in high A out west in Asheville, North Carolina. Webb winds and fires the 2-1. Misses down and away. He's in danger of issuing his second walk of the game. Still a little ways to go, though, in the other two minor league teams in the Astros system, Corpus Christi Hooks in AA and the Sugarland Space Cowboys up in AAA. Ball four, and Sacco's aboard with a one-out walk. Of course, the attention also shifting towards the Houston Astros, who are well on their way to another postseason trip, more specifically another AL West title. Certainly not a stretch to say that they're likely the favorite in the American League this year once again. It seems like every other year they're in the Fall Classic. Breaking ball misses outside. Inside, rather. 1-0. really, they have unmatched pitching this year. A lot of the times with the Astros, yeah, the pitching's been good, but it's been the offense. Guys in the past like Carlos Correa, George Springer, no longer with the team. Pitching's had to step up, and boy, have they ever. Fouled off to the right by the resurgence of Justin Verlander, coming off Tommy John surgery, putting together one of the best seasons of his entire career. And what a career it's been. Webb. Sacco leading off first. The 1-1. Breaking ball, and Whitaker can't get the barrel on it. 1-2. Billcats 63-67 on the year. They will start their postseason quest 2 days from now against the Fredericksburg Nationals. Won the second half title in the North Division. Wave and a miss, and Tyler Whitaker down on strikes. Moves to 1-for-2. That's the second out of the inning. In the South Division, it'll be the Charleston River Dogs who take on the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. And prior to a loss last night, Myrtle Beach has been on a bit of a winning streak. Winners of their last four games. Starting to get hot at the right time against the River Dogs team that has won five in a row. On the move is Sacco. The throw down hits Sacco on the way to the bag, who pops right back up and will stay put. Seems like he's all right. He caught him right in the thighs. So he's in scoring position with two down after the stolen base.
Yeah, got him right on the inside of the right leg. And unfortunately, Tommy's okay. He might have had a chance to get over to third, but I don't know how he would have been feeling if he started running after getting beaned there.
Ryan Clifford, the 1-0 count, and an RBI chance. Ground ball left side, right at the third baseman. Hanau comes up with it and throws to first to end the inning. So the stolen base does not come back to bite the Hillcats. We've played three full from Segra Stadium. Lynchburg nothing, Fayetteville nothing on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
To let us know where you're sitting. At this time, we'd like to recognize our nonprofit of the game. Tonight's nonprofit of the night is Children's Home Society. For more information about how you can be the nonprofit of the night, visit our fan information table. This Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Coldwell Banker. Entering the game for the Woodpeckers, number 9, Nolan DeVos.
First pitch is outside from Nolan DeVos, the new right-hander on the mound out of Davidson College. Carlos Calderon done after three scoreless, hitless innings. Good way to wrap up the season for Carlos. It looks like the Woodpeckers are just going to take it by every three innings. The approach for this final game of the season. Diane Frias fouls one down the right field line. I think it hit our camera.
Yeah. We made it 130 games, Colin, and a baseball finally got our camera.
That is tough. Hopefully no extensive damage, but at least there's a whole offseason to get that one fixed up as Frias fouls the pitch back. DeVos on the season, 1-0 with an even 2.00 earned run average over 9 innings, 3 games with the Woodpeckers so far after being drafted in July. He skips a breaking ball in the dirt. Count is now 2-2.
Her final chance today to also catch a foul ball.
Yeah.
So we'll be ready with the net if anything comes close to us.
It's been a quiet last couple of series. Nothing really in the area. Voss with the 2-2. Breaking ball just off the plate. Grew up in Harrisburg, North Carolina. Celebrated his 22nd birthday exactly 1 month ago. 3-2. Just outside, ball four. Didn't miss by much in the fastball, but Diane Frias heads down to first base, a leadoff walk. Bring up Jorge Burgos. It's been a couple of days off for Burgos. He last played on Thursday night. Went 0 for 4 in that game so far today. 0 for 1 with a strikeout. A check swing, and he fouls it off to the left. Pretty big lead for Frias off first. Off speed from DeVos down low, 1-1. Another solid Sunday crowd despite the start of the NFL season. Carolina Panthers in action today out in Charlotte against the Cleveland Browns. Baker Mayfield squaring off against his former team.
A little weird seeing him in the Panther blue. Get some jerseys, Panthers jerseys scattered around the ballpark today.
Rough start, though, for Carolina. Third quarter of that ball game and a 17-7 lead for Cleveland. Two-two, popped up, out of play. And that ball's heading for the train. Got one stopped and one in motion. Those will still be in action during the offseason. Those trains won't be going away. Burgos, 275 on the season, 6 homers and 66 driven in. Fastball in tight. Works the count back full. DeVos trying to avoid walking the first two batters he faces. Another big lead off first for Frias. He's moving. Line drive up the middle. Past the glove of Molina into center field. A perfectly executed hit and run. Puts Frias at third. Burgos stands at first base. And the Hillcats threatening. Runners at the corners. Nobody out in the fourth.
Well, Lynchburg comes up with their first hit of this game. Carlos Calderon, 3 hitless innings. And for Nolan DeVos, he just fell behind a couple of hitters there. So with the walk and falling behind Burgos, so he's forced to come into the zone. And he finally got a piece of one and squared it up. It's a tough spot now to try and get out of with no outs.
Junior San Quintin, the batter. Takes the changeup down and outside from DeVos. San Quintin's first time up, blew out to center field. A 1-for-5 performance back on Friday night. He's very late on the fastball, up and away. A lot different roster the Woodpeckers have now than the one on opening day, and that's just life in the minor leagues. Popped up out of play. Seen even a couple of players on this Woodpeckers opening day roster make it as far as Double A. Corpus Christi, Quincy Hamilton has found himself a home out in Texas. And he hopes that it's a long time home. Of course, Sugar Land out in Texas as well, and then eventually the Houston Astros. Two balls, two strikes. DeVos deals. Called strike three on the outside corner, and Santa can't do it. So after the walk and the single, Nolan DeVos bounces back with a strikeout looking for out number one. Be up to Isaiah Green. Reached on a walk his first time up, but was caught stealing by Ryan Robleski. Fouled straight back. Woodpeckers like to get a double play potentially to get out of this inning. That foul tip got a piece of Robleski, and he's doubled over in a bit of discomfort.
Yeah, they got it somewhere in the forearm area there.
Definitely don't want him to go down and have some more issues as far as depth goes, although John Garcia, another catcher that is 100% on the roster, currently holding the runner on at first. That's Burgos. Frias at third. 0-1 count, one away in a scoreless ball game in the top of the fourth. Home run swing there from Green, but he comes up empty. Nothing in two. Voss trying to go for back-to-back punch-outs. And he gets it, looking once again. Same spot as that previous strikeout on the outside corner with the fastball to a left-handed batter. Green down looking. The Woodpeckers might find a way out of this inning with no damage done. Two down. Will Bartlett, first baseman, drew a walk in his first AB. He takes a fastball in the outside corner, strike one. Bartlett, born on Groundhog's Day, 2001, ninth round of the 2019 draft, he was taken. Called strike two. Attended IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida. A number of guys taken in the last few drafts out of IMG. Nice stop by Robleski, 1-2. In fact, they had four guys drafted this past draft, including the fifth overall pick, Elijah Green, taken by the Washington Nationals. Swing in and miss. Bartlett strikes out swinging. Nolan DeVos lets the first two runners reach and then strikes out the side in order. No damage done. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth inning from Segra. Nothing, nothing our score on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
All hail to the Queen, Mary J. Blige.
All right, fans, it's time for Pecker versus People, presented by Walk On Sports Bistro. T. Bright is with our Pecker staff right now. Take it away, T.
All right, section 121, make some noise! Okay, we got my man Mike here. He is the operations manager for the stadium here. Mike, you ready? All right, let's do this. So, what animal is known by the nickname a sea cow?
A jellyfish.
A jellyfish. Is that right? Is that an urn? We're going to go with an urn. Okay, what do you think? What do you say?
It's a manatee.
Okay, he says a manatee. Is that right? All right, let's give it up for section 121. All right, way to go, way to go. It's all right, Mike. Thank you.
Another one. All hail to the Queen, Mary J. Blige.
It's so hard to fake when everything I do is real.
Money in my doggy bag, I ain't missing no meals. Don't move on me wrong, I need to save my energy. Everybody, family, leave it to the industry. Heard a lot of that noise, we ain't talking that way. We ain't moving like that, no way, no way. Heard a lot of that noise, only positive vibes. I don't pay no mind, I don't pay no mind.
Back on the mound for the Hillcats, Ryan Webb. Leading off the bottom of the fourth inning for the Woodpeckers, the shortstop, number 12, Leos Danny Molina.
Leos Danny Molina bats to lead off the bottom of the fourth inning. 0-0, ground ball hit to short right at Diane Frias, throw to first, and Molina retired on just one pitch. Still stuck at 98 hits on the season. Gonna need to be perfect the rest of the way, it seems like, to reach that century mark.
Yeah.
Still an impressive season for him nonetheless, and a really strong last couple of weeks for Leo. John Garcia bats with one down against Ryan Webb. He's picking up right where he left off on Tuesday night. Called strike one. 5+ scoreless innings for him. Pitch number 57 for Webb is a fastball up and away. There is a right-hander loosening up for the Hillcats. The 1-1 inside, and Garcia scoots out of the way. He had a double down the right field line, got underneath the glove of the first baseman, Will Bartlett. There was nobody over there, so he was able to cruise into second base with extra bases. Plays off a slider outside, and he has a 3-1 count. Called strike two on the outside corner as Garcia thought he had ball four. Garcia school in New York, initially from the Santiago Dominican Republic. Inside out swing, and he stays alive. He actually also was on that 2021 Born Braves team, so along with Lampe and Loperfido, all three of those guys spending time just over the bridge, the very start of Cape Cod. Swing and a miss. And Garcia is down on strikes. Six strikeouts now for Webb and two away in the inning. Here's the former Dallas Baptist University player, Ryan Robleski. Garcia going to the 19th round, Robleski the 20th round. Final two picks for Houston in the draft. This past summer, a swing and a miss for strike one. Leski from, born in Naperville, Illinois. He grew up in Minnesota, Eden Prairie. Fastball up and away. Big time Minnesota Vikings fan, so he's looking forward to that game at 4:25 when the Vikings play host to the Green Bay Packers. 1-1, strike two. No Christian Nett in our front office, won't be feeling the same way. Big time Packers fan.
If you see someone wearing a cheese hat around the ballpark, that's her.
Yeah, she had a Donald Driver jersey on earlier today. Throwing it back a couple of years to the Brett Favre days. 1-2, waved and missed. Back-to-back strikeouts for Webb to end a 1-2-3 bottom of the fourth inning. We go to the fifth. Still no score from Segra Stadium.
Yes, down on the dugout. Take it away, T.
All right, guys, we got four birthdays today. Let's give it up for the birthday buddies here. Here we go. We've got young Prince holding it down. This is Hank, and he is 8 years old today. This is Morgan, and she is 12 years old. Amelia, yes, Amelia is 11, and Abigail is 11, all right? So let's give it up for all our birthdays. You know what to do. We're going to sing Happy Birthday. Are you ready? Oh, it's your birthday too? Okay, but they matter. Ready? One, two, three.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday,
happy, happy birthday, guys. It's a national holiday, so you got to celebrate it well, all right? Happy birthday, and thanks for celebrating with us. Give it up for the birthdays, yeah.
There's not a better place to take in your birthday than at a Woodpeckers game. All birthday parties come with a birthday cake courtesy of Bernie's Sweets and More. Contact the Woodpeckers front office to schedule your birthday right here at Segra Stadium.
Girl, I must warn you. I sense something strange in my mind. Yo, situation is. Let's kill it cause we're running out of time.
Celebrate.
It's all so
beautiful.
Relationships they seem from the start. It's all so
deadly.
When love is not together from the heart.
We head to the fifth inning from Segra. Lynchburg nothing, Fayetteville nothing. Former Arizona State Sun Devil Joe Lampe leads off the top of the fifth inning, and former Arizona State Sun Devil takes over on the play-by-play. Here's Andrew Chapman.
Good segue, Colin. Yeah, Lampe, Sun Devil like myself. Fastball right over the middle. Wasn't any crossover there, though.
Right.
I was a class of 2017 graduate at ASU, and Lampe, 2022. Outside and low. One ball and one strike. Spencer Torkelson was the right at the back end of my time at Arizona State. He went on to be a number one overall draft pick with the Tigers. Pitch down to the dirt. Two balls and one strike on Joe Lampe.
It's been a bit of a new era for those Sun Devils. Willie Bloomquist taking over last year.
Yeah. He's an alumni of the university. Fastball misses upstairs. Nolan DeVos got out of a sticky situation in the fourth inning. He walked a man, gave up a single, and with runners at the corners and nobody out, he struck out three in a row to put up a scoreless fourth inning. And now the 3-1, a fastball that's fouled directly backwards, and it is 3-2. Lampe, Donovan, and Angel Henao. It is the 7, 8, and 9. Second time through. These are all hitters that went down their first time. Lampe a strikeout. He's 0-for-1. Slight shift onto the pole side of Lampe, and he swings and shoots this one right back towards the booth.
That was it.
I was ready for it. Almost had it. Just off to our right.
Yeah, I think even if you were waiting on it, that was going to be a tough one to make. Need another.
Didn't have enough time to
foot to the left, I think, would have been good.
Didn't have enough time to get the net out. Tried to barehand it. 3-2. Got him swinging on an elevated fastball, and Nolan DeVos has struck out four in a row. Comes from behind and gets Lampe. Now Joe Donovan.
Yeah, really, really love what I've seen from DeVos since he's arrived here in Fayetteville. The fastball's always been there for him, but his ability to locate it, even at a single-A level, coming from a smaller college in Davidson from the Atlantic 10. Doesn't seem like he went to school pitching against a smaller competition. It's
right.
Just been a really small learning curve for him.
Joe Donovan quickly down, nothing and two. He struck out his first time as well. Donovan hails from the greater Chicago area, Westmont, Illinois, where he went to high school, Westmont High School. And he takes strike three on that outside corner. Donovan down looking. Strikes out for a second time, and he thought that pitch was way too far outside. It was close. Zone might have expanded a little bit on him. And now on Helvin now coming up. And now with a fly out to left field. He's 0-for-1. And the first pitch is a check swing on an elevated fastball. They appeal up the first baseline, and he didn't go, says Nobuyasuda. Angel Henao, the 18-year-old from Castillo out of the Dominican Republic. The 1-0, and he checks again. That time he did go too far. I think it was a strike regardless. 1-1. Signed internationally out of the DR in January of 2021. He's a 17-year-old. $1.1 million was the signing bonus for him. He got quite a bit. As a pop fly gets to the third base concourse, a foul ball, and it's now 1-2. Started his career in the DSL, 46 games out there last year, batted 265. He only struck out 29 times in those 46 games. He's got an advanced eye for a teenager. And he got to play at a big stage as just a youngster. He was in the Little League World Series. He was a member of the DR's 2017 Little League World Series team. And a pop fly back of third. Whitaker waiting for it to come down, and he makes the catch. He ends a 1-2-3 inning for Nolan DeVos. Two scoreless for Nolan. Five scoreless for Woodpeckers pitching. No score to speak of as we go to the bottom of the fifth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Season will randomly select one lucky season ticket holder to be our Hutchins High Performance Season Ticket Holder of the Game. This individual will take home a gift courtesy of Hutchins Law Firm. Today's High Performance Season Ticket Holder of the Game is Matt Walker. Congratulations, Matt.
My hat is off, won't you stand up and take a bow?
There he is. Repeat after me, attaboy.
Everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be for me. And the card attached would say thank you for being.
Fans, Fayetteville Woodpeckers 2023 season memberships are on sale now. Be sure to secure your seat for all 66 games of Woodpeckers baseball next year. For more information, stop by the fan information table and we'll see you back here in 2023.
If it's a car you lack, I'd surely buy you a Cadillac. Whatever you need, any time of the day or night. I'm not ashamed.
This Hillcats pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Hillcats. Number 41, Joaquin Vasquez.
Once you strike that match, there ain't no turning back.
Leading off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Woodpeckers, the left fielder, number 44, Garrett McGowan.
McGowan leads off against a new Lynchburg right-hander. It is Joaquin Vasquez, and his first pitch is a fastball at 94 over the middle to Garrett McGowan. McGowan 0-1, bounced into a fielder's choice in the second inning, and here's the pitch. Reaches a little bit outside to get a changeup he missed, and it's nothing and two. McGowan, Brockhaus, and then Roiland Machandi. No score after half of our ball game today. And the pitch. McGowan strikes out on three pitches. Eight Ks now for the Lynchburg Hillcats. The starter, Ryan Webb, he goes four innings and gives up just two hits along the way. Scoreless baseball for him. He struck out seven, and he ended up walking two. So now it's Walker Brockhaus. He struck out in his first at bat. He looked at every pitch, and he went down on a 3-2 payoff. Vasquez out of the wine, pitches, and center cut. Walker Brockhaus, not an aggressive approach today. A very passive hitter in his offensive debut. Called into duty late today by manager Joe Thon after some lineup scratches. That pitch missed up high to Brockhaus. 1-2. We couldn't find any offensive stats for him in his Memphis baseball profile or anything during his high school years. Wow, now he's going Kevin Euclid with the the stance here. How about that? One ball, two strike pitch. And a curveball missed low. You know something about that, Colin, the Kevin Euclid stance.
Great player in his time in Boston, both offensively and defensively. He had a ridiculous error-free game streak for a while during his time in Boston.
What batting stance is this now for Brockhouse as he takes strike three? That's right over the middle. Down he goes. I think that was another – I think he had the Gary Sheffield in his first at bat. He was wiggling the bat back and forth. He goes Euclid. I'm not sure if he was going with on the two-strike count there.
Sacco in the on-deck circle. He's cracking up.
Looks like he was using Tommy Sacco's bat.
Yeah.
I would like to see Brockhouse swing the bat today, but I'm all for him just imitating different batting stances. And now it's Roilin Machandy. Here's the pitch. It's a breaking ball in the zone, strike one. So nine strikeouts for Fayetteville hitters, the second time through the order now. Here's the kick and the delivery. And it's a chopper hit out towards first. Bartlett fields off of that first baseline. Vasquez hustling over, and he leads him with an underhand flip to get the out and into 1-2-3, bottom of the fifth inning. We go to the sixth. No score from Segre.
It's time to close this season with a sizzle. Look to the video board because it's time for the Smithfield Sizzle Cam. The mound for the Woodpeckers, Nolan DeVos. Leading off the top of the sixth inning for the Hillcats, the second baseman, number one, Jake Fox.
Jake Fox gets the top of the sixth inning started. Both these offenses still trying to break through, and the very first pitch by Fox is hit on a high fly to shallow right. Retreating on it, Tommy Sacco, and with the sunglasses on, he makes an over-the-shoulder grab. Ryan Clifford was in the area to help him out, but didn't need it. And it's a pop-out for Fox, his third pop-out of the game. And it brings up Dion Frias. Woodpeckers went down quietly in the bottom of the fifth. There was a couple of strikeouts. And Roilin Machandy with a ground out. The highlight of that fifth was Walker Brockhouse in his hitting debut, displaying some different batting stances while he was at the plate. Pitch is low to Frias, and it's one ball and no strikes. Nolan DeVos is through two and a third, scoreless now. He's picked up five strikeouts along the way of his seven outs recorded. And the 1-0 is a low fastball, but called a strike. One ball, one strike. Frias with a ground out and a walk. He's been aboard once. Cuts and misses. Late on a fastball. Now 1-2. Frias, the 20-year-old, originally from Columbia. And the next pitch is called strike three. A dotted fastball in the low outside corner. Nolan DeVos with six strikeouts now. And two quick outs in the sixth inning. Bases clear. Jorge Burgos coming up. No score.
Out of the six strikeouts, four of them have been looking. He's just been locating his fastball better than pretty much anybody we've seen throughout this series.
The pitch to Burgos is a low breaking ball. One ball and no strikes. Burgos with a strikeout and a single. He has the only base hit so far for the Hillcats. It came in the fourth against DeVos. It was a sharp ground ball that got just underneath the dive of Leo Stanley Molina into center field. Without that single, we'd be talking about another deep no-hit bid by these Woodpeckers pitchers after the no-hitter on Wednesday. Lynchburg has had only three base runners in total in this game on the single and a pair of walks. Make it four, three walks and a single. The 2-1, and that's hit hard on a line out into left field, and Jorge Burgos picks up another base hit. He's got both of them today for Lynchburg. A left center field single. And extends the inning now for Junior San Quintin.
And they got a clone down there in the Hillcats clubhouse. Yeah. Hit the ball sharply in both of those at-bats, too. So they're going to need a lot more offensive consistency if they want any chance against Fredericksburg, because we've seen kind of an on-and-off effect from the Hillcats, the lack of extra base hits throughout the season. They're going to need as many two-baggers and home runs that they can bring to Fredericksburg.
San Quintin starts out with strike one, next pitch. And he swings and pops this out to shallow left. Whitaker falling back on it along the line. Leo Molina coming over. Whitaker makes the catch. He trips over his shortstop. The inning is over, and Molina looks to be okay. He gets to his feet. A little bit of a scary moment there, but Whitaker holds on to the baseball after he gets tripped up, and it ends the inning. A Burgos single, but that is all. After 5.5, we are still scoreless on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
T. Bright is with our contestants right now. Take it away, T.
All right, we've got Derek and Curtis here. Make some noise for Derek and Curtis, everybody. All right, so I need y'all to use all your big muscles, okay? And we're going to try to get these shirts unthawed and put them on, okay? The first, at least get close to that, you win the game, okay? You guys ready? You go a little bit down that way. You come down this way. All right, y'all ready? 1, 2, 3, get it started. Let's go, let's go. Yeah, Derek. Okay, come on, Curtis. Put some in it. There you go. You gonna try to put it on there? You gonna try? Already? Nope. 20 seconds. Let's count down. 20 seconds. Yeah, okay, okay. Okay, I'm skipping to 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Where we at? Okay, I think it's got Curtis. Curtis ain't written all over. You sweating hard and everything. It's all good. Let's give it up for Derek and Curtis, everybody. Way to go. Way to go.
Back on the mound for the Hillcats, Raquelin Vasquez.
Life like, this is what your life like. Try to live the life right. People really know you push your buttons like.
Leading off the bottom of the sixth inning for the Woodpeckers, the second baseman, number 14, Tommy Sacco.
And I don't even like life. I was screaming at my daddy, told me it ain't Christ-like. I was screaming at the referee.
Switch hitter Tommy Sacco now bats from the left side of the plate against right-hander Raquelin Vasquez, and the first pitch was down and in 1-0. Vasquez came on in the fifth inning and went 1-2-3 with a couple of strikeouts behind the starter Ryan Webb. Here's his 1-0, and Sacco takes a fastball. We have no score. Vasquez this year, 1-0 record, 5.40 ERA. He's pitching for just the third time with the Hillcats. And Sacco pops this up, third base side foul territory, and now gets onto the extended warning track to the camera well, but that one clears the netting. And a play for a foul ball, 1-2 on Sacco, who has struck out and reached on a walk. Identical line scores in this one. No runs, two hits, no errors per side. Sacco with a strikeout and the walk. Whitaker and Clifford will also bat in this inning. Here's the kick in the 1-2. Sacco takes inside. And it's two balls and two strikes. Here's the break even. And Sacco takes it low. schedule should be released fairly soon for the Woodpeckers, the 2023 schedule. That's the next piece of real off-season news that we'll have for you coming out of Fayetteville, is what the 2023 season will look like. And Tommy Sacco starts down and inside. The pitch was down and inside, and he gets the walk. So he'll head to first. Leadoff man aboard for the Woodpeckers, and see if Tyler Whitaker can try and get the offense going. Second walk for Sacco. Whitaker 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout. Vasquez will step off. First pitch to Whitaker. It gets through the catcher under the glove of Donovan, and Sacco will go to second. A wild pitch. Gets Sacco down to second base, and it's just the third time they've had a runner in scoring position in this game. Second time Sacco's been on second base.
It's also the first time they've had the leadoff man on in this game, so most of these opportunities for Fayetteville come with more than no outs, and it's a golden one here for Whitaker.
Fastball up and away. Two balls and no strikes to count. Tyler Guilfoyle is starting to warm out in right field. We were told that he would be the guy to come in behind Nolan DeVos, and like we said earlier in this broadcast, it might be a game divided in threes for the three pitchers today, with Calderon and DeVos and Guilfoyle. Whitaker ahead 3-0. Ryan Clifford standing on deck. Only two Fayetteville base hits have been a Whitaker single in the first and the John Garcia double in the second. 3-0 delivery. Whitaker taking the entire way, but there's a center cut fastball for a strike. 3-1. And there's a changeup that misses low. A walk to Whitaker. Back-to-back base on balls, and Ryan Clifford going to come up in a big spot. Just the second time today that Fayetteville has had multiple runners aboard. First time since the second inning when they had John Garcia and Garrett McGowan at the corners.
You get a couple of walks to start the inning, and then arguably the most patient guy in the lineup coming to the plate. So for Vasquez, it's going to be tough to try to go right after a guy like Clifford, who knows the strike zone better than anybody in this Woodpeckers lineup.
Yeah, Clifford today has put the ball in play twice, a line out to second that was hit hard to Fox in the first, and then a ground out to third in the third inning. Clifford has driven in two so far with the Woodpeckers, and he takes strike one from Vasquez. There's a belt tie set and a peek down to second base. And Clifford swings and hits one deep out into right center field. Burgos going back on it. Way back and gone. Ryan Clifford hits the first pro home run in his career. And it is a three-run shot on the final day of the regular season.
They've been waiting on that one. Why not do it your final opportunity for the offseason? Squared up a pitch, left towards the bottom of the zone, and just used all that core power to drive it out to right center field. Absolute laser. Fayetteville jumps out in front by a pretty big margin.
Ryan Clifford with the long ball, a home run that he won't forget. And hopefully he can get that baseball back. The pop out of play by Leo Stanley Molina for an 0-1 count. A huge swing in a game that has been scoreless all afternoon. Breaking it up in a big way. 3-0 Fayetteville. Eustany Molina, 98 hits on the season, trying to get to the century mark. He may have a couple at-bats left today. The 0-2 pitch, and it's a curveball pulled out towards shortstop. Frias with the one-handed glove and throw to first with a stretch. Bartlett brings it in, and it's the first out of the sixth inning. That's when we talk about those swings that you take into the offseason with you. Garrett McGowan certainly had one on Friday night. And now for Ryan Clifford, that's one that you take with you. And now it's John Garcia with a slider a little bit below the zone. One ball and no strikes. Here comes the pitch, and he swings and hits a shallow fly ball out into left field. Lampe coming in, out goes the shortstop, Frias. He makes the catch, and there's two gone. Not the first pro home run for Ryan Clifford. He had one very early in his time at the Florida Complex, but it was his first Carolina League home run. First with the Woodpeckers. He had a home run, seven RBIs. Five RBIs, rather, over 13 complex games. And his first full-season pro homer comes in his 12th game with Fayetteville. Ryan Wroblewski is now up, and a pop fly out of play right side. 0-1 count. Here's the wind kick and 0-1 pitch. And Wroblewski takes it a little upstairs, just above the belt. Guilfoyle continuing to warm out in left field. He'll get to inherit the lead and potentially close the game down with three innings of relief work. Could get a save today if things hold up. Wroblewski swings and fouls it back, and Nolan DeVos would be in line for the winning decision after going three scoreless behind the starter Carlos Calderon. So one ball and two strike count for Ryan Wroblewski. A nod of the head by Vasquez. His motion and pitch home is pulled on a line out into left field, and coming forward on it, Lampe. He scoops it, but that ball hit the grass. He tried to sell it. A base hit for Ryan. And the inning extends a little further. That ball clearly hit the grass, and credit Lampe for selling it a little bit, but did a good job to pick that up, too, and get it in quickly. But Ryan Wroblewski is on. Now one for two, and Garrett McGowan will get a chance.
I like how he also acted as if it was some sort of bad call. I'm surprised that it was called a single. It's the best way you can do it, and he didn't get away with it.
And so now a meeting on the mound. Pitching coach for Lynchburg going out there to have a conversation. Final scores around the Carolina League on this final day of the regular season. Close game going to the top of the ninth inning between Kannapolis and Augusta. Cannonballers lead 6-5. And now, unfortunately for Vasquez, it looks like the Hillcats are bringing out the athletic trainer.
Yeah, you know what, Chappie? I saw earlier in one of the previous at-bats in the inning, he was wincing a little bit after a pitch, and I don't know if it might be something in his back, but he looked like he was laboring at times on the mound, and you know, hopefully he's okay.
So Franklin Sammons, the athletic trainer out there, having a talk with Vasquez. Kannapolis trying to get three outs, close out their final game of the regular season at home with a win. Elsewhere in the Carolina League, you have the Fred Nats, who were blowing up the Salem Red Sox today, 14-2. That is a team that looks dangerous going into the postseason for these Lynchburg Hillcats to contend with in a couple of days. Now they're bringing some cups of water out there for Vasquez. It is a hot day. We felt that as a office when we were pulling the tarp off the field earlier today. It's hot, it's muggy. A lot of rain in the area yesterday has led to some humidity today, so hydration key. And Vasquez, after taking a swig of water, looks like he'll be okay to stay in this game. A couple games later this afternoon, you have Columbia and Charleston finishing things up out in Columbia, South Carolina, 5:05. It's 6:05, Myrtle Beach and Carolina play. And, you know, Delmarva and Down East actually canceled today due to rain. So they were unable to get the final game of the season in between Down East and the Shorebirds. And they're into the offseason. Both of those clubs not going to the postseason this year. After the stoppage, Garrett McGowan is in, and he swings and misses at a first pitch fastball. It's 0-1. McGowan has struck out and also bounced into a fielder's choice. 0-for-2 today. Here's the set and the pitch, and he swings and pulls a line drive out to right center field. It drops down for a single. Ryan Wroblewski stops at second base. Back-to-back two-out base hits, and that is the fifth Fayetteville hitter to reach base in this sixth inning. The three-run home run by Clifford. And now back-to-back two-out singles from Wroblewski and McGowan.
I'd love to see what we've witnessed from McGowan over this final series of the season. Great hitting, and now Walker Brockhouse is batting left-handed.
He is batting from the left side. This man is doing it all today. Do you think he'll swing from the left side, Colin? I say no.
No.
He steps into the pitch and gave it a little Juan Soto. So 0-1.
I was hoping to see Dalen Miley maybe get an at-bat in this game. He's a guy who actually hit pretty well
right.
in college.
Yeah, Dalen was a two-way player. Thought he might have been the guy to bat in that ninth spot. Looks like it's all Brockhouse, though, taking all those at-bats in the DH spot. He steps into a pitch that misses inside, and it is 1-2. He's at least being a showman today with the batting from different sides, the display of different batting stances. I'd love to try and see him swing the bat, though. Try and put one in play. 1-2 pitch, and it missed down and inside. And if you're the Lynchburg pitchers, Webb and Vasquez, you got to know that he's not going to swing the bat.
Yeah.
Just throw a fastball right down the middle. Then maybe he'll surprise us. 2-2 the count. 3-0 Fayetteville. And a fastball right down the middle strikes out Brockhouse. So 0-for-3, 3 Ks today for Walker. And we are through six innings. Ryan Clifford with a big swing. A three-run home run. The first in his Woodpeckers career. And they're up 3-0 going to the seventh.
Can you feel that? Love is in the air. It's time for the ERA Strother Real Estate Kiss Cam. Take a look at the video board and pucker up. Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual. Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam, Kiss Cam, Kiss Cam, Kiss Cam. Cinderella said to Snow White, how does love get so off course? Kiss Cam. All I wanted was a white knight with a good heart, soft touch. Kiss Cam. Ride me off into the sunset, baby, I'm forever yours. It's the way you love Kiss Cam. Me. Repeat after me, attaboy. I got the haze, and if you're hungry, girl, I got the lace. Fans, it's time for the Budweiser Zero Last Call for any alcohol. Alcohol purchases at our concession stands will be cut off at the start of the eighth inning. Last call. Last call for alcohol. Leading off the top of the seventh inning for the Hillcats, the center fielder, number 22, Isaiah Green.
It is the top of the seventh inning. Tyler Guilfoyle has entered the game, and his first pitch is called a strike on the outside corner. 3-0 now after the Clifford home run. And to take you back through the play-by-play, let's send it over to Colin for the final time.
Thank you so much, Andrew. Guilfoyle misses down and away. Like DeVos, Tyler Guilfoyle has had a really strong first impression in the Houston Astros organization here in Fayetteville. As that ball is lined down the left field line, foul into the seats. Guilfoyle has not given up a run over 8 2/3 pitch since joining the Woodpeckers. Struck out 24 batters, just 5 walks. Former Wildcat having a lot of success in the early stages of his professional career. 1-2 to Isaiah Green. A walk and a strikeout today for Green. DeVos, he struck out 5 consecutive batters at one point during his 3 scoreless innings and only gave up the 2 hits, the 1 walk, and a total of 6 punchouts. New lumber picked up for Green. Steps back into the box. Fayetteville looking to secure their 55th and final win of the season. 1-2. Just outside. Count even 2-2. Lynchburg potentially depending on what happens with Delmarva Shorebirds in their final game of the season, as there's a swing and a miss. And Guilfoyle strikes out the first batter he faces in Green. It's potential that the loss here, Delmarva beats the Wood, Delmarva beats the Wood Ducks at home. Hillcats would finish in last in their division in the second half, so they would go from first to worst after clinching a playoff spot. Breaking ball and a called strike on Will Bartlett to begin the at bat.
That was the game that was canceled today.
Delmarva
and Downey. That was, so they won't be playing today in the final game.
So they would be tied, in fact, with the Shorebirds for fifth in the South Division with a loss. Pitch to Bartlett. Swung on and missed. Back-to-back strikeouts for Tyler Guilfoyle to begin his out. Couple of power pitchers, DeVos and Guilfoyle. Seems like there's a lot of similarities between those two right-handers. And they've enjoyed similar success so far in Fayetteville. Two away, and Joe Lampe will look to avoid the hat trick. First pitch to the lefty, a slider that dives right over the plate for a strike. Oh and one. Make it 0-2. Looking to strike out the side is Tyler Guilfoyle. And he does. Slider swung on and missed. And Tyler Guilfoyle comes on and immediately strikes out the side in the top of the 7th inning. We head to the stretch. Fayetteville 3, Lynchburg 0 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
All right, fans, it's time for the 7th inning stretch. Stand up and join us in singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Sing a little louder. Cracker Jack. So it's Root Packers. Sing it loud. At the old. Atta boy, Packers. Atta boy.
There's a place you can go. I said, young man, when you're short on your dough. It's fun to stay at the YMCA.
A little louder. Fans, this Hillcats pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Hillcats, number 48, Ronnie Munoz. Leading off the bottom of the seventh inning for the Woodpeckers, the center fielder, the power hitter of the game, number 38, Roy.
Ronnie Munoz takes over on the mound for the Lynchburg Hillcats. They trail 3-0 to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Top of the order due up for Fayetteville, who sent 8 men to the plate in the sixth inning. Only man that didn't bat is this guy right here, Roylon Machandi. 0-for-3 in his debut with a strikeout, a flyout, and a groundout. Munoz, the 22-year-old out of the Dominican Republic, deals. Swing and a miss, 0-2. On the season, Munoz 3-4 with Lynchburg, over 27 appearances, a 3.71 earned run average in 63 innings, 57 strikeouts compared to 17 walks. His 0-2, waste pitch in the dirt. Woodpeckers, 6 outs away from wrapping up their season with just their second home series victory. 2022 season, their first since June. Here's the 1-2 for Munoz, spoiled down the right field line, foul. Some great crowds in the final series of the year, including the biggest ever 2 nights ago, 6,711 in attendance for the walk-off victory for Fayetteville on Friday night. Machandi swings at strike 3. The throw to first in time, and he is out to begin the bottom of the seventh inning. Munoz picks up the K. I'll bring up Tommy Sacco, walked and scored in last inning. He's also drawn a second walk that came in the third inning, also stole second base and struck out back in the first. First pitch, misses low for ball 1. Munoz been with the organization, Cleveland's organization, since 2018. Had a really strong effort in the Dominican Summer League as a 17-year-old, 5-2 with a 2.84 earned run average and 63 and a third. Sacco squares one up, lines it into right field for a base hit. Tommy Sacco reaches for the third time in his final appearance of 2022. A lot to celebrate for the TCU Horned Frog, who's had himself a pretty strong first several weeks in professional ball. Bring up Tyler Whitaker. Whitaker, he has reached base twice, a single in the first inning, a strikeout swinging in the third, and a walk last time up for scoring on the 3-run home run from Ryan Clifford. Very short lead for Sacco off first, the 0-1, hit on the ground, towards short, could be 2, throw to second for 1, back to first, skipped in, but Bartlett digs it out. And it's a 6-4-3 double play to end the inning. Ronnie Munoz faces the minimum in the seventh. On to the eighth. A 3-0 lead still for Fayetteville. Woodpeckers trying to wrap up their regular season with a victory at home on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
All right, fans, it's time for another Segra Stadium Classic. Hat shuffle time. Which one is it? On the mound for the Woodpeckers, Tyler Guilfoyle.
Tyler Guilfoyle back on the mound to begin the eighth inning. He will face Joe Donovan. Woodpeckers six outs away from wrapping up their season with a victory. First pitch from Guilfoyle misses down and away for ball one. And one final time, I'll send it to Andrew Chapman for the play-by-play. Chappie, it's been a pleasure throughout the season. Take us home.
All right, Colin absolutely has all 130. Coming down to the final few outs, Joe Donovan takes down and outside. It is two balls and no strikes. Guess ice hockey season for you next, huh? Be doing a little bit of football, a little bit of basketball. You'll be calling some ice hockey in the offseason. Here comes the two-ball, no-strike pitch, and it misses outside 3-0.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting back up to Massachusetts, call some Holy Cross games. Actually, a huge football win yesterday. Mm-hmm. FCS school took down University of Buffalo on a last-second Hail Mary. Pretty fitting for Holy Cross to win on Hail Mary.
Fastball up high to Donovan, and it's a four-pitch walk, so he reaches base. He had been 0-for-2 with a couple of strikeouts. Fayetteville pitching has really racked up the swing and miss today. They have struck out 12 Lynchburg batters compared to three walks. And it's another good performance for John Kovalik's group in the final game of the season. Angel Hanau comes up. Lefty with the third baseman Whitaker playing shallow towards the grass. Here's the first pitch. And Hanau looks at a fastball on the outside corner. Called a strike, 0-1. And has to spin away from one up and in. One ball and one strike. Hanau won't turn 19 years old until May of 2023. He's not only one of the younger ball players in the league right now, but he's only midway through being an 18-year-old. Here's the 1-1 home. It is outside. Two balls and one strike. A switch hitter, actually. He's batting from the left side against the righty Guilfoyle. Came in behind Nolan DeVos. After DeVos went three innings, gave up just two hits, scoreless, and struck out six. 20th pitch for Guilfoyle is a 2-1 and a swing and a fly ball right center field. Falling quick, but cutting it off is Machandi in the alleyway. He comes up with a strong throw to first, and Donovan scampers back in time. Looked like that ball was ticketed for extra bases in the alleyway, but Machandi making his first start for the Woodpeckers this year, showing off the range in center.
What an arm, too. I mean, got that throw pretty much there on the fly. Garcia kind of backed off it to pick it up on a hop, but if Garcia had his foot on the bag, he would have been able to catch that on the fly. He just turned, did a little bit of a pirouette out in right center field and chucked it back to first base, but heads up base running by Donovan.
Jake Fox takes a first pitch fastball strike. He's been underneath the ball three times today. Three pop outs, two to third, one to second baseman Tommy Sacco, that was brought in shallow right his last time up. The 0-1 delivery is a knee level fastball called strike two. He thought it was low. No balls and two strikes. Jake Fox, drafted in the third round of last year's draft by Cleveland, was committed to going to the University of Florida. But they got him out of that commitment. Has a father that spent a handful of years in the minor leagues as well. So comes from a baseball family. The 0-2 pitch. He swings and misses. A fastball got him. Tyler Guilfoyle, after striking out the side in the seventh, picks up his fourth strikeout of the afternoon. Two gone in the eighth, man at first. 3-0 Fayetteville on the Ryan Clifford three-run home run. First in his Woodpeckers career. Now it's Dion Frias. The pitch to Frias is outside. One ball and no strikes. A couple of four-hit games this season for Frias. He also hit a grand slam, one of his highlights of 2022. That was on June 1st at home against the Carolina Mudcats. A guy that's been on the Hillcats opening day roster and with them all the way through the year. Low fastball, and that'll run it 2-0. Good eye at the plate, Frias. Good walk rate when he debuted in the Dominican Summer League. And then last year in the Arizona League, when he debuted in the States, that's really where the power started to come around a bit for him. He has 6 home runs, 106 total base hits, takes a big rip at a fastball and comes up empty, 2-1. In the home eighth, the Woodpeckers will have Ryan Clifford, Leo's Danny Molina, and then John Garcia, the 4, 5, and 6. 2-1 is flied down the left field line. This is tailing towards the netting and over the net into the empty seats down there. A couple of fans go scrambling for it. Pretty good crowd, though, down the left field side on this Sunday. One of the better Sunday crowds we've had all year long.
I know our view up here isn't really beat, but if you had a pick, where do you think would be your ideal spot to watch a game here at
Sacra? Perfect spot? Boy, I think the four tops down the right field line are a great vantage point. Really feel like you have your own kind of space over there. And
yeah.
Put your drinks and, you know, have a little picnic out there. Otherwise,
I like the rocking
those
chairs.
Rocking chairs are maybe the runner-up.
Yeah.
And in left center field. And then maybe, I mean, you can never go wrong with Healy's Bar. So many different spots you can watch a ball game from. I like our spot, though, here in the booth. 2-2 pitch, and a pop fly over our heads. Keeps it where it is on Frias at 2 balls, 2 strikes. 2023 season ticket packages are now available. You can go to FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com to find out more information. Have some links right there on the homepage. Or call the front office directly and get your seats squared away for next year's Woodpeckers season. And what will be season number 4 of the franchise going back to 2019. Still one of the younger ballparks across the entire minor leagues. 3-2 payoff with a runner on the move. Strike 3 called right over the middle. Tyler Guilfoyle with 5 strikeouts over 2 scoreless innings. We go to the bottom of the 8th with the Woodpeckers up 3-0.
That strikeout is brought to you by ERA Strother Real Estate. Fans, at this time, we'd like to recognize our Methodist University hometown hero. Major Doug Ray is from Sunnyvale, California. He enlisted in the U.S. Army in 1989 and served as an infantry and public affairs officer. He deployed multiple times, notably in support of Desert Storm and Operation Iraqi Freedom. He retired in 2017 and now entertains fans right here at Segra Stadium as one of our MCs, ensuring everyone in the ballpark has a great time. Fans, let's hear it from Major Doug Ray. Thank you for your service. And let's do it for Doug. Repeat after me. Go Packers!
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, the
across the plains.
Back on the mound for the Hillcats, Ronnie Munoz. Leading off the bottom of the eighth inning for the Woodpeckers, the right fielder, number 47, Ryan Clifford.
Ryan Clifford leads off the bottom of the eighth inning. He has given the Woodpeckers all three of their runs today on a three-run home run in the bottom of the sixth inning. Swings and lines this ball out into right field. A leadoff single. Ryan Clifford closing up his season with one heck of a ball game. Now 2-for-4. He adds a single to his three-run home run. And Leo's Danny Molina coming up. Molina, Garcia, Robleski have the next three scheduled to hit. Ronnie Munoz is the right-hander back out there. He got out of a scoreless seventh thanks to a 6-43 inning-ending double play. First pitch to Molina right down the middle. It's 0-1. Molina today has struck out and grounded out to short twice. Fox towards the middle, double play depth. And here's a line drive, picked on one hop at third by Hanau. He goes to second, Fox the turn to first, double play. Okay. And that's unfortunate for Leo. Hardest hit ball yet today. Hanau made a nice play on that short hopper.
Put the ball in play each of his last three at-bats. Pretty hard ground balls, and just, yeah, he's a little bit frustrated with himself. So he tossed that helmet aside going to the dugout. It's unfortunate he's going to come up just short of 100 hits, but an otherwise really strong first full season in single A for Leo Sandy Molina.
So now John Garcia, fastball down and inside. It is 1-0. Garcia with a double today. His third with the Woodpeckers. Five base hits, three doubles. And a check swing, he went too far. It's 1-1. That's kind of what Ryan Robleski has done. He doesn't have a ton of base hits, but a lot of them have found gaps and gone for extra bases. Middle infield press back, corners straight up, and Garcia tied up on a down and in changeup. One ball and two strikes on the swing. Bullpen quiet. We'll likely see more of Tyler Guilfoyle in the top of the ninth. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and Garcia is rung up. Strike three called. Looked a little high. Garcia didn't like it, but that'll end the inning. Another double play hit into by the Woodpeckers, and they'll try and close out his 2022 season with a win, not only today, but in the series when we come back on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Contestant down on the dugout. Take it away, T.
All right, I got the birthday girl, Morgan, in the house. You ready? All right, here we go. She's going to guess how many people are here, and she's going to need your help, okay? All right, so here we go. A, B, or C? What's it going to be? Okay, there's some big, big numbers. What you think? A, B, or C? Well, let's ask the crowd first. What do you guys think? I hear A's, C's. Y'all know my motto, C's get degrees. Well, what you think?
I think B.
You're going to go with B. Okay, Morgan, the birthday girl, she says it's B. Is she A? All right, let's give it up for Morgan, and happy birthday. All right, way to go.
Fans, Wings Fayetteville Woodpeckers 2023 season memberships are on sale now. Be sure to secure your seat for all 66 games of Woodpeckers baseball next year. For more information, stop by the fan information table, and we'll see you back here in 2023.
This season has come down to its final three outs. Jorge Burgos leads off the top of the ninth inning against right-hander Tyler Guilfoyle, with the Woodpeckers on top 3-0. A first pitch fastball is called a strike, 0-1. Ryan Clifford with a big swing on this Sunday afternoon, a three-run home run, his first home run with the Woodpeckers, bringing home all three. Seven base hits today for Fayetteville, just two from Lynchburg. Here's the 1-1, one strike pitch, and a chopper hit along the first baseline. It is going to stay fair, fielded by Garcia. He stomps on top of first, and Burgos goes down. Junior Sancantin is now coming up. And you hate to say it, Colin, but this Lynchburg team hasn't looked great on the offensive end this whole week against the Woodpeckers. Of course, no hit on Wednesday, two hits just today, and you got a Fredericksburg team that's putting up runs at a better rate than any team in the entire Carolina League. You might be able to argue that their offense has been even better than Charleston over the second half. And if they put together just some good pitching to complement that offense, Lynchburg might be in for a quick 1-2 and you're out in the first round. But you never know once you get to the postseason. But right now, things are really trending in the opposite direction for the two teams in the North Division. Pitch is inside. Two teams in the North that'll square off in round one of the playoff. And the winner of that series awaits the winner of Charleston and Myrtle Beach.
And you look at the rotation from this week. They keep that pattern going. It'd be Reed Johnson getting the start in game one. He had a pretty solid outing, but it's a lot to ask out of a starting pitcher when the offense just hasn't really held up their end of the bargain.
Sancantin reaches the 2-1 and fouls it off the end of the bat, 2-2. Lynchburg does have to feel good about what they saw from Alonzo Richardson as well. He went six innings of one-run baseball the other night. He'll likely be one of their starters in the postseason. 2-2 pitch. It misses low. Tyler Guilfoyle on a roll since coming out of the bullpen in the seventh inning. He struck out three in a row in that inning. Got two more in the eighth. One out, bases clear here in the ninth. His kick and payoff. It is a fastball outside, and he walked Junior Sancantin. Fourteen strikeouts for Fayetteville pitching. And that's just their fifth walk. Now it brings up left-handed batter Isaiah Green. A win today for Fayetteville would be their 55th and final one of the regular season. And win number 24 of the second half. An elevated fastball, one ball and no strikes on Green. Green today has walked and struck out twice. Once against DeVos, once against Guilfoyle. Here's the 1-0. It misses below the zone, and Ryan Wroblewski going to head out to the mound to have a chat. Of course, now some of our attention as well in the offseason will turn towards the big league club. Watch the Houston Astros. You don't have any Astros minor league affiliates that will be playing for a minor league championship this year, but of course, watch Houston and see if they can make another run to the World Series. Best record in the American League. Second best record in baseball behind the Dodgers. And we'll be pulling to hopefully have them go to the World Series. Maybe make a trip out there and watch them play. Pitches outside. See some of those former Woodpeckers like Luis Garcia and Jeremy Pena go through it. For Pena, it's going to be his first postseason run as a big league ball player.
He started to really figure it out at the plate lately, too, after a bit of a rough middle of the season.
Here comes the three ball, no strike pitch and a swing and a miss by Green. It's now 3-1. Wroblewski trying to reel in Guilfoyle a little bit after falling behind. Fredericksburg closed out the win over Salem today 14-2. Kannapolis ends their season with a win 6-5 at home against the Green Jackets. Three ball, one strike pitch. A check, but it's in the zone anyways, 3-2. Kannapolis finishes the season 58-74 overall. Augusta was above 500, 69-62 final record. The Fred Nats finished their regular year 20 games above 500, 75-55. A good year for the Fred Nats. Payoff pitch. Green pops this one up. Left side, and that will get towards the concourse. Payoff still for Guilfoyle. Salem Red Sox, they struggled this week against the Fredericksburg Nationals, and despite their strong first half where they were right there for a first half championship, lost in a tiebreaker to the Hillcats, they finished sub 500 on the year, 64-66 with today's loss. They had a chance at a 500 season with a win today. And here's a breaking ball that's wrapped foul off the right side of the dugout. So Green battling.
Big news out of Pittsburgh. Albert Pujols hit home run number 696 last night. He just hit number 697.
So he is past A-Rod. He is now as a called strike three. His Green is in there. And Lynchburg down to their final out.
Fourth all time.
Fourth all time now behind
Bonds, Aaron, and Ruth.
Yep. So the season comes down to Will Bartlett. Here's the first pitch from Guilfoyle. It is a high fastball, 1-0. Fans are chanting Bunker. He's on top of that first base dugout. He'll go into hibernation for the next few months. He'll miss baseball. Here's the 1-0. And a fastball right down the middle. It's 1-1. Woodpeckers, of course, in the rubber match today, trying to close out a win in this one and win their second home series of the regular season. The 1-1 pitch. Bartlett swings and misses. And the Hillcats are down to their final strike. Fayetteville trying to use three arms to combine for a shutout in the final game of the regular season. Guilfoyle set at the belt, kick and pitch, and Bartlett takes strike three on the outside corner. The Woodpeckers shut out the Hillcats on the final game of the regular season. 3-0 the final score, and they go out into the offseason on a high note. A well-pitched game with Ryan Clifford hitting the three-run home run that gives the Woodpeckers their 55th and final win of the regular season and wins this series over Lynchburg. Happy offseason, everybody. It's been a fun 2022. We'll recap it when we come back for the final time on the postgame show when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Track, so I spit my foolish flow. My hands go up and down, down. Like strippers' booties go. Woo! My verses still be serving, tight like a million virgins. Last time on a college remix, now I'm on the original version. Can't never count me out, y'all better count me in. Got 20 bank accounts, accountants count me in. Make millions every year, the South's champion. Cause all I do, all I do is win.
Woodpeckers win! Woodpeckers win! Woodpeckers win!
If you go in, put your hands in the air, make them stay there.
Swerving in my low, head on a swivel, you know serving me's a no-no. Clean as a whistle as I pull out in my Rolls Royce. Yellow bone passenger, they see it, they say, oh boy. Shell Kelly, back it up, my call me loco. Down for armed traffic, and don't make me pull up. Ask you what you laughing at, represent that mud life. Study money, money, better get your mug right. We come together, holding hands and holler, mud life. We all strapping all black, it's like, say.
One final time for the Woodpeckers for a great 2022-2023 season. Repeat after me, Woodpecker fans, attaboy.
And they stay there, and they say yeah.
the kitchen, pot on the stove, water getting boiled, being sold, Snoopy in the hookie, system overload. I've been running this rap game since I was 20 years old. I hung with the worst of them, bust till I burst them up, floss them up, toss them up, hard away, cross them up. Pardon me, I'm bossing up, pressure up, bless you, bro, don't mess with us. We like the U in the 80s. Back to back, set a track. Hit the lick, get it back. Get the trick, jump the track. Want my money back. Time and time again, while I'm sipping on this gin. Al Davis said it best, just win, baby, win.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
Time to close the night with the Woodpeckers postgame show. Here's Andrew Chapman and Colin Casey.
Hey, Woodpeckers fans. Welcome back inside the broadcast booth for the final time this year. There's only one way to wrap up the regular season, and that's with a Woodpeckers winner. And we get that tonight. 3-0 the final score. Ryan Clifford with the first home run in his Woodpeckers career. He saved it for a big time, Colin. You know, so much is about taking positive energy into the offseason for these Woodpeckers. Been an up-and-down season for them, but they finished out the month of September in a big way. Big final series with a no-hitter Wednesday, a shutout today, their third shutout victory in September, fourth over the last couple of series. Big home runs as well. We had a walk-off over the last, two walk-offs over the last couple series also. There's just been so many moments from this Woodpeckers team as they've kind of battled adversity with some of the guys being out of the lineup, and they finished this season just about as strong as you can.
Yeah, it was a gutsy performance today. Like you mentioned, a pretty thin bench for the last couple of weeks that they had to battle. And I think today was a great example of the future, how bright the future is for the Woodpeckers going forward. You see some of the younger talent today on the mound. Carlos Calderon, still just 20 years old, three shutout hitless innings to begin the ball game. They had three in the middle from Nolan DeVos, struck out five straight batters at one point, and then a dominant final three innings for Tyler Guilfoyle on the mound. Both those final two guys that I mentioned, 2022 draft picks. It was a 2022 draft pick out of high school, Ryan Clifford, 11th rounder, three-run home run, the only offense that the Woodpeckers needed today. So great way to end the season with 3 out of 5 against the Hillcats. A really strong series as well in down east. You mentioned the pitching's been just phenomenal throughout the entire final couple of weeks. I think the ERA will finish in September under 2.5. I mean, that is unheard of over a couple of weeks span. So a lot to like going forward for this Woodpeckers team. I'm really looking forward to seeing what they bring to the table in 2023. A lot more talent also on the way as well. You had some injuries that kind of cut the season short of a couple of guys. Drew Gilbert, Colin Price, Logan Cerny, to name a few. So this Houston Astros organization is winning now. And right now, with what we've seen from the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in 2022, it seems like they're going to be winning for a long time going forward.
No doubt. You'll see some of the same faces back come April of 2023. Some of the Woodpeckers, though, of course, on up to the higher levels of the Astros system. We'll have to wait and see about a half year from now what the Woodpeckers look like come that time. But a great end to the season, and some big thank yous to go around before we do depart you tonight. Our entire fan base, you're the best fans in all of minor league baseball, Woodpeckers fans, packing the house on this final homestand. Big crowd on Friday, the washout Saturday, but you came out and repped again here on this Sunday. A shout out to our entire hardworking front office crew as well, putting in the long hours, the late hours, to put on the best entertainment product in all of minor league baseball as well. To our players, to our coaches, everybody involved in the organization. Of course, to my broadcast partner, Colin Casey as well. Pleasure to be calling the action for you all year long and bringing you the highlight moments of this 2022 season. We hope to see you again, of course, in 2023. Make sure you stay tuned to Woodpeckers social media and the website FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for all of the up-to-date off-season news. We'll be updating things as the year goes on so you can get ahead of the game for 2023. That'll do it for us in the booth here in 2022. The Woodpeckers go out with a shutout win, 3-0 the final score tonight. It's been a great season, Woodpeckers. Packers fans, thanks again so much for coming on out on this Sunday. Hope you enjoyed your time at Segra Stadium in 2022, and we'll be back before you know it. 2023 around the corner. We'll see you next April when it's baseball season once again in Fayetteville, North Carolina. So long from the booth for the final time, everybody.
See ya.